Coast students will walk out of their school gates for the final time today as they mark the end of their secondary education. Schools across Queensland will mark the occasion with guard of honours and traditions like a dip at Mooloolaba Beach with their uniforms still on. School leaver Marnie Sheehan says it's been a week of mixed emotions.
It's unbelievable, to be honest. Like, it's crazy to think that the last 12, 13 years have just gone so quickly. But it's so exciting because there's so many bigger and better things on the way.
Be prepared. That's the message from rangers as campers prepare to spend the silly season in our national parks. The Queensland Department of Environment says patrol hours will ramp up in the coming weeks with rangers to team up with volunteers to help with patrols and visitor education. Senior Ranger Linda Brendoff says keeping visitors safe and protecting the natural landscape is their top priority. But
you need to understand the risks when you go into a national park. It's so unfortunate if people die or injure themselves unnecessarily. And that could be something as simple as taking a selfie too close to an edge and falling off, or diving into a shallow pool after you've had a few to drink.
It comes after a hiker had to be assisted off Mount Biwa late yesterday afternoon, just before that large storm front rolled in. A huge moment for the Lifelight Rescue Helicopter Service today, marking the beginning of construction on its new base. Newlands will build the new $18.5 million hangar at Sunshine Coast Airport. And once complete, the base will be three times the size of the service's current hangar. The new site will accommodate two choppers and an air ambulance jet. And briefly, today is Steve Irwin Day. You can show your support by wearing a touch of khaki and donating to Wildlife Warriors. Yes.